Hello everyone, this is Pikes Peak Auditors coming at you with another podcast. We have a very special guest today. We're going to interview Mr. Eric Brandt, Pikachu himself.
Why are all the people looking at me?
All right, Eric. So what I want to do is I want to talk about what's going on with you and why you're going to jail.
Well, I'm going to jail because I did a very bad thing. And that's what you do with bad people, is you send them to jail. Oh, okay. I may or may not have written on a sidewalk with chalk the words...
Bad words?
No, they weren't bad words. I said, make a pig wail and you'll go to jail. And of course I did. And I also said... on the courthouse steps, why, question mark? Because you think I can't, exclamation point. And apparently I can't. And I've got 90 days to do in jail.
So you have 90 days in jail for riding on a sidewalk, which kids do each and every day.
I've called 911 on six-year-olds to demand their immediate incarceration, and they don't do anything about it.
So Eric Brandt is going to be incarcerated in where at?
I will be in Adams County Jail. Actually, I prefer that you call it the All Expenses Paid Introspective Retreat Center because I don't want people to think bad things about me.
Not if I have anything to do about it.
So, he's going to be in jail for 90 days. Is that correct?
90 days. Well, I served 20 days of it already, so it'll be like 65 days or 6 months because there's another appeal that might, or longer because there could be others that come down.
So, Mr. Brandt is an activist in Denver, Colorado, and the police department here. Which particular police department?
This would be Waste Monster, Colorado. They spell it Westminster, but it's definitely Waste Monster.
Got it. Yeah. So, if you want to know...
Curtis Argenbright is a Westminster police officer that has arrested me for chalk. Oh, you're going there.
Okay, so that's where we're going. We're going to keep it PG, but we're going to tell what is going on with the particular police officer that you actually were arrested by.
Yes, I was. I was arrested by Curtis Argenbright. He had just come from Federal Heights, which is absolutely corrupt. Westminster had hired him, and he was actually still in field training under Sergeant Sarconi. And he was the officer of the nine that showed up to arrest me for sidewalk chalk when I said, make a pig wail and you'll go to jail.
So nine cops showed up to arrest you when you were riding on the sidewalk there. And this guy was the major one. Is he... I've heard something about him going to jail.
Oh, Curtis Argenbright is in the Broomfield jail right now. He was just sentenced to 90 days.
For?
Well, he didn't really do anything major, not like riding on a sidewalk with chalk. He just sexually assaulted a woman in handcuffs in the back of his car while he was on duty.
So this is a police officer that we're speaking about in Colorado, and he molested a woman while she was in handcuffs in his police car?
Oh, yeah, on duty.
On duty.
Yeah.
And he's doing the same amount of time as this gentleman who is going to jail for using chalk that children use on a daily basis to write on the sidewalk.
It says sidewalk chalk. You can buy it at the dollar store
and it washes away.
Yeah. So it washes away if you bring firemen and use 5 gallons of diesel and 33 gallons of water and hot graffiti removal chemicals and a high-pressure sprayer and then demand hundreds of dollars in restitution for the cleanup. It doesn't just wash off. You got to make it expensive.
So the police made it expensive, and then that was in turn to make this gentleman basically go to jail for this and make it an egregious use of their power. Am I correct in saying that?
It is an egregious abuse of power, yes.
Yes. So
it's profane, it's vulgar, it's obscene use of power.
That's what Mr. Brandt is going through. He's been an activist for how long?
Really active for 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I've only been arrested 120 times.
Okay, and 120, that's not a lot. So what were you doing today in particular?
Today, I was just minding my own business, walking down the 16th Street Mall with a giant sign with a not-so-nice word for police on it. It's just 8 letters, and it may or may not start with a word that rhymes with duck. And it definitely ends with the word cops. And certainly today by cops, I meant Guzman specifically. You know, just minding my own business.
So we were up, me and News Now 303 are in Denver, and we were over on 16th Street Mall with Mr. Brandt and the Mr. Chavez, police officer Chavez. Is that correct?
Chavez, yeah.
Chavez.
Yeah. You guys saw Chavez today, didn't you?
Yes. So Chavez's issue with us today was he said we are... Look. So he said that we are... That we were harassing him while he was driving his car around the blocks, around us.
Okay, just the audio. Don't worry, your face is covered. Do you need a mask?
Oh, we need masks? I went out on Denver, downtown Denver with Mr. Brandt today and 303. And Mr. Chavez told us while we were walking around downtown that we were harassing him for walking around.
Yeah.
When he was following us around the blocks.
So, guys, this is Pike's Peak Auditor, so please go to his channel and like and subscribe, okay? And you'll be able to see that later, I think, because we've already protected that video, right?
So, yes, sir.
But yeah, Chavez went after these guys. He's out of control.
So we're going live on Eric Brandt's YouTube. Thank you to everyone for tuning in to the Pike's Peak Auditor Podcast special interview episode with Eric Brandt. Check out his YouTube channel, like and subscribe, enjoy the videos.